SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show, sponsored by UnderdogFantasy.com, Jacob Media, and TheFillyGodfather.com. I'm The Philly Godfather, and we've got a special guest today, my buddies. I first met him down at Delaware Park when we were renting parlay cards a long time ago. Raheem, what's going on, my man Palmer?
What's good, man? Life is good. We got the championship Sunday coming up, so hopefully we cash the winners for you guys.
Yeah, and we're just talking before the show started, how they kicked you out of there. What did they do? You went to go bet on under, and they moved
the line? Yeah, I went to go bet an under on the Buccaneers and the Cowboys this week one last year. It was under 51. Everybody knows 51 is a key number. And they looked at it, rejected the bet, moved it to 49, and said, we'll give you the bet. And I was like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
All they want is suckers, man. All they want is squares. Right, Jimmy?
I think we've been thrown out a few times down there.
We used to go in there with beards and wigs and hats and glasses. None of that worked.
We would hit the machines, and we would have to put in increments of $20 parlays and go and hit like our three teamers, four teamers, and six teamers, have hundreds of tickets, you know, and then they come run over. No, you can't bet that anymore. And
it was sweet for a while. They were letting us bet two dime parlays.
Yeah, they didn't care. We
put the cards up on Wednesday, and the lines would move, and they wouldn't move their lines, and we'd be there on Sunday just taking advantage.
Friday night or early, just firing away, and then all of a sudden, boy, did that change.
it was a lot of people down there. I mean, your crew was down there. I was down there. I mean, I saw Crackman down there a couple of times. I saw Captain Jack. It was a lot of people down there. So that was a good hustle for a while.
Yeah, and we're going to go see Billy when we're out in Vegas. You come out to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I'll be out there. We're doing some shows for FanDuel TV, so we should definitely link up.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're gonna go see Billy out there. All right, let's get down to business, man. Let's try and give out some winners. I mean, we're down to four teams to win the Super Bowl. As of right now, the 49ers, depending on where you shop, plus 45 cents. Ravens plus 190, almost 2-1. The Chiefs at almost 4-1, plus 380, and the Lions at plus 750. Let me go to 8-Ball first. 8-Ball, if you had to pick one of these teams right now at those prices to win the Super Bowl, who are you on?
I think the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, is the best team left in the dance. Lamar Jackson is playing like an MVP. He's the front runner for MVP. And if they get by the Chiefs, I don't think either Detroit or San Fran is going to be able to beat that team.
You don't think they got the firepower on the offense or defense?
I think San Fran has the firepower. I just think Baltimore is more of a complete team. I think when you watch them play, that's championship defense.
All right, let me go to Raheem. Raheem, if you had to pick a team right now at those prices, who would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, you're talking about a team which is top five in EPA per play and, you know, on offense and defense. You're just talking about a team who they have it all. And I think Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders, he said they're like the fifth best team of all time, according to DVOA. And they would be favored over any other team. I mean, you're talking about a team that's 3.5-point favorites over Patrick Mahomes, and that line can go up to 4. So if they're that big favors to Patrick Mahomes, were they going to be favors over the Lions, who they already beat, and the 49ers, who they already crushed? So it's definitely Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the screen right now. The game's up to 4 everywhere except for Caesars. Offshore, I mean, you look at Chris, it's one of the sharpest sports books in the world, -4, -05. Circa, where there's some sharp, you know, guys out there, -4, -10. The Superbook, 4, -10. So this line is definitely on the move. And I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's going to keep moving. And you brought up formerly Football Outsiders. He had a great stat this season. Patrick Mahomes, when he was pressured, he's like the 27th best quarterback in the NFL. So I guess it's because the wide receivers that he has this year on the field aren't that great. And he's thrown the second most interceptions. So people, you know, have this misconception that he's so great under pressure. But this season, that's not the case. Let me go to Matt Moltepas from the College Kids. Matt Moltepas, at those prices, who would you pick to win the Super Bowl?
I got to agree with these two guys. I mean, Ravens plus 190, you're almost getting 2-1. Look at all their wins compared to every team. I mean, they have the most impressive wins. All the playoff teams, we can go through them. Houston dominated them 25-9. Cleveland 28-3. We have Detroit dominated 38-6. They dominated San Fran 33-19. And we saw what they did at the end of the season to Miami. Absolute, just demolished them 56-20. So, I mean, this team is the most impressive team through and throughout. So 2-1, you got to go 2-1 with the Ravens.
I mean, it's like stealing money, I think, at this point. Jimmy the Sheep Batista, You hearing any whispers offshore, out in the Asia Pacific market, in Vegas, in the shadows?
Lamar. This is Baltimore's weekend, and we all know it. You know, the only thing that scares me to watch the game, let Lamar do what he does best, as you've stated all over the place. He's got to run the ball. Don't try to play head to head with Mahomes, because Mahomes is phenomenal. Yeah. And my second thing, as long as Lamar does that and plays his game, they win. They can win by 21 points. The only other thing that scares me is that the NFL will want Patrick in there. That's a problem. And I don't care what you say. So back.
On the mark.
See? No, Toby, we're on Baltimore, I said. As long as we get the you know, they play their game, they should be fine. And I'm really scared about the refs in this game.
Well, they did bring in one of the refs that favors the road team. The good news is Taylor Swift, I think, is in Tokyo for the Super Bowl the day before. So all that conspiracy theory stuff, you can throw it out the window. We got about 30 seconds left. Raheem, real quick. Has Lamar Jackson elevated his game enough to win the Super Bowl this season?
I think he has, but I still think he has some questions that he has to answer. I mean, you look at that first half against the Houston Texans, and DeMeco Ryans threw that blitz at him, and he didn't know how to handle it. Now, they made the adjustments in the second half, but you are going up against the Chiefs defense who – You look at who they played this year. They've only, what, two teams have scored more than 24 points? Well, yeah. One
right,
team
scored more than... Hold that thought. We're going to have to go to our next segment, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And I was talking to my good friend Raheem Palmer about has Lamar Jackson elevated his game enough to get it done this year? I know he's had some brain cramps in previous playoff games. I looked pretty good last week in the second half. First half, like you said, didn't look that great. But again, Raheem, you think he's got what it takes this year to finally get the job done?
So I do, and I think the big thing is that he is taking on a really good Kansas City Chiefs offense. You're talking about a team who was only given up more than 24 points once, and that was to the Green Bay Packers. So this defense is really good, but where they're not really good is that they can't stop the run. And we know Baltimore can run the ball. You're talking about a team that's 28th in rushing EPA per play. So we saw the Bills last week. They were able to run the ball down their throats and just push this team back. And I think with the combination of Lamar Jackson, Gus Edwards, you know Lamar can take off, and you know Gus Edwards can run the ball. I think they can control this game. So I think he has what it takes to get it done.
All right, good stuff. With that said, we got Dave Mason from BetOnline in the green room if you want to bring him in.
Yo, yo.
My main man. How's Costa Rica treating you?
It's higher than hell, man. It's hot this year. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's hot. And I was dying today. I went to the little market, the farmer's market, and I was dying out there. I had to drink some coconut juice, but I'm all right now. Hey, Raheem's on this, man. You bring out the big guns. This guy's great. I follow this guy on Twitter, man. Like, nice to meet you there, Raheem.
Good to meet you too, Dave. I mean, you're a legend in this game, so it's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Just so you know, Dave, we don't feel sorry for you. And when it's hot down there, you got heels small, bikini small.
Yeah.
They say like the ocean.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. LL Cool J. What a great song that was. I'm going back all to right, Costa Rica.
Let's get down to business, man. Bet splits, bet percentages, sharp money, square money. Let's go right to the Chiefs Ravens. What'd you guys open up? 3.5 even money? What's up?
Nah, we were three. It got bet right away. Bet by sharps, man. They pounded on that. Currently four, went to four a little while ago, earlier this afternoon, 44.5. Yeah, open 3 and 50 somehow. Good Lord. 63% of the cash and 55% of the bettors are on the Ravens. So we're going to need the Chiefs there. Like I said, sharp on Baltimore minus a field goal and under 45. Yeah.
Did you guys go to 44 and come back to 44.5? Or where are you guys at on the total? You know?
Let me check. Yeah, we were 44 for a bit. So it came down 44 and back up 44.5. Yeah.
All right. I mean, with the big news of Harbaugh, I mean, what do you see in the Super Bowl odds on the Chargers? They must have moved, right? I mean, what did they open up at and where are they at now since the announcement?
Oh, absolutely. We opened them up at 28 to 1. Then once that news dropped yesterday, they got hit. We went to 25 to 1, and now they're still getting hit 22 to 1. I mean, it, you know, that's what, you know, it annoys me every year when you open odds futures this far in advance, and you got people on Twitter, oh, why would you give these books your money that early in an interest-free loan and all? Get the hell out of here. This is proof of that. Now, it's not them. They're not as sure it's going to win, but you can get good value on these early markets like you guys did a few years ago in Tampa Bay, right? When you had, yeah, you had like 33 to 1. So, I mean, as long as you've got a bank, if you were living paycheck to paycheck, absolutely don't bet futures this early, but you can definitely see some good value. I mean, you look at the presidential odds that, you know, Trump in 2012, there he was like 100 to 1. People bet that. Biden was 66 to 1. And in 2016, people bet that. I mean, you can get good value.
Yeah, we had Michigan at 9-1 this year before the season started.
There you go.
The Cowboys, obviously, they burned us. The Dak Prescott, he's a choke artist.
Someone's going to burn you. At least it's the Cowboys, right?
You know? Now, how have the odds changed for this year's Super Bowl going to the last, you know, to the championship weekend?
Yeah, we got Niners are still the favorites. They're pretty, been, you know, wire-to-wire favorites. They're plus 145. Ravens plus 190. I heard you guys talking about the Ravens. I agree 100%. Chiefs plus 380. Then the Lions, the long shots, up plus 850. We're in a good spot. We're in black on all four teams. So we're in a really good spot. The biggest winner is Kansas City. That would be massive. Detroit would be real good. And Ravens and Niners are both wins, not gargantuan, but decent sized wins.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next game. Lions, 49ers. You guys still at 7, or did you guys move to 7.5 and 51?
We're at 7. Yep. 7 and 51.5. Open 7 and 51. So not too much movement there besides the juice. 64% of the bettors and 52% of the cash on Detroit. Not too much sharp, a little bit two way on total. The big sweat there is that Detroit money line. I mean, 70% of the cash is on Detroit right at currently at plus 285. So that we already have a really big liability there. That's just going to keep growing.
Any sharp money on that money line better now?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check. I don't, there might be a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, you got any MVP action for the Super Bowl? Is everyone betting Lamar? What's he like, 2-1 or something?
Yeah, Lamar is the biggest liability there. They're betting the quarterbacks. And McCaffrey, he's getting bet as well. So those are the big bets. Hey, do I have a minute? I got it. When I was in the green room, you were talking about Taylor Swift. I've been thinking about this a lot. I think there's no way in hell she misses the Super Bowl if he's in it. Now, she has a concert on the 10th, but that's the 10th in Tokyo. They're like at half a day ahead of us. So that's
17 hours ahead.
I don't think it's that much. 13. I just checked. 13. Yeah, it's 9 a.m. there now. So that means she would finish that concert at like whatever 11 p.m. Tokyo, which would be the morning of Saturday. I mean, she wouldn't be flying coach, man. She'd be getting on the best private jet out there. She'd be in freaking Las Vegas at 9 hours. She'd be there Saturday night, man.
She's not worried about climate change, Dave.
There's absolutely no way in hell she'd miss that game, man. Her next concert ain't until like the following Friday. So she'll be there.
In other words, you're trying to say the NFL is going to fly her in personally just for the
you know it, Jimmy. You know, and we have about a list a mile long of stupid props for her too. So hopefully they don't go. Well, we'll see.
Wait a minute, Dave. The question of the day is have you seen the Wooster down there? Because
he's MIA, man. He's MIA.
This is really sad.
I thought he'd at least come chirping back, you know, with the Dallas going out. But
he'll be back for Super Bowl with the Chiefs jersey on if the Chiefs make it, because he's the biggest Andy.
There you go. He's the Andy Reid guy, right? Yeah, absolutely.
It's Taylor, Kelsey, and Wooster.
There you go. He's going to be in the box with them, right? Taking his shirt off. Kelsey. I can see it right now.
No, I don't want to see that. He'll be given the heart sign.
That's right. That's right. The Andy Reid, though.
Anyone got any more questions for Dave Mason before we let him go?
Hold on, Dave. I do. On your futures, you have, if God forbid Detroit gets in there against Baltimore, did you open up 5.5 on that game on your futures?
What's that?
On your futures on the Super Bowl, you put up all the different scenarios for the ball.
Yeah. Shoot, let me look real quick. Sorry, I took that.
Jimmy
down.
Always throws you off with the question that no one knew was coming.
I think six. Let me check. I should know that.
I know the look ahead line was 5.5 in some markets.
Yeah, that's why I thought I saw 7 out there. I thought you guys had 7.
Now, which one was it? The Chiefs and Lions or
Detroit at Detroit Baltimore Super Bowl?
Yeah, 5.5. We got San Francisco minus a point versus Ravens. Then Lions getting 5.5 versus Ravens. Lions getting a field goal versus the Chiefs and Niners laying 2.5 versus the Chiefs.
All right, Matt, you got something to ask Dave before we go?
I was about to ask what Jimmy asked.
All right, cool. All right, Dave, thank you so much for jumping on. Let everyone know where they can find you. If you got any promotions at Bet Online, real quick.
Yeah, at Dave Mason, BOL on Twitter. Promotions, go over to our promotions page, betonline.ag/promotions. We have all sorts of sign-up bonuses, 50% bonus for regular deposit methods, 100% if you use cryptocurrency, all sorts of good contests for the Super Bowl. So check out our contest page as well.
And what are the max limits this week for these games, for these NFL games?
Shoot, we're at 50,000 right now. So they might go up a little bit. I'll check tomorrow, but I'll tweet that out. Right, and plus rebet too. Rebet it every 61 seconds or odds move, whichever comes first.
Right, keep firing. Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
All right, fellas. Take care, man. Dave. Later, all right, guys. Dave.
All right, I want everyone listening and watching to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show, sponsored by UnderdogFantasy.com. And our next guest is one of my favorites. We've got Pro Football Doc in the green room. Bring him in. Doc, thank you so much for coming on today. I know you're in the middle of flying out to Vegas.
Some travel issues, but it's all good. We made it work.
That's good. And you give out some of the best information. If you go to his website, sicscore.com, they've been killing it with their injury picks, on fire in the playoffs in the season. And if you use promo code Godfather, they'll hook you up. So let's get right down to business, Doc. I mean, the first game on the board, Chiefs at Ravens. What are the impactful injuries in this matchup, and who's the more injured team?
For those who've been following along and on the show, a guaranteed five-star pick was KC over Miami week one because the linebacker is Xavien Howard, and it was pretty easy. And then last week, once again, Buffalo, it was guaranteed Miami, and it made it. This week, where the injuries go the other way, Baltimore is the healthier side. Mark Andrews is going to play red zone targets. Isaiah Likely is still going to have a lot of targets. Don't think Marlon Humphrey is going to play, but the Chiefs have some key injuries, and it starts with Joe Thuney at left guard. And if they can't get Pacheco going, and Thuney's an all-pro, that's a problem. Look, he's not ruled out yet officially. It's not a pec tear, but you can't play left guard and leave the A-gap unprotected on the right side with a right pec strain. And that's going to affect him. And if the Chiefs have to chase, their tackles and the protection will have come into play. Willie Gay, look, he's going to try and play through. But if he re-injures his neck, which is a significant chance, who's going to spy Lamar? Nick Bolton, I'm not sure that he can do it. And, of course, they're down to, unless there's a surprise clearance from a concussion, they're down to free safety number three, right after Mike Edwards with his concussion. So, at this point, things stack up on the favor of the home team Ravens, even though we've liked the Chiefs the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they've been playing against some teams that were decimated on the defensive side with injuries last 2 weeks. Right? Yeah, I want everyone watching and listening to know that I started incorporating your SIC score in my handicap each and every week, and I'll go on the different radio stations around the country, and I'll bring up that SIC score every time. So just so you guys know, man, you guys definitely got to check out sicscore.com. It's some of the best information if you're betting on sports. Let's go to the next game. You got the Lions at the 49ers. Who's banged up, and who's the healthier team, Doc?
Well, all the conversations about Debo, right? And Debo did practice some today. He's probably going to be listed as limited. I didn't see it yet. but he's back on the practice field. We've been saying since his injury that it's not a scapular fracture. Sometimes what you don't see is as important as what you do see. And with that result, I think he's going to play. We've always been on the optimistic side. Is he going to play 65, 70 plays? Maybe not, but enough to make a difference. But once again, this game, I think the key here for this entire conference championships is at left guard. We talked about Thuney, Joe Thuney at left guard for the Chiefs. Look, Jonah Jackson's out. We thought he had a lateral meniscus tear. He's had surgery now. Jonah Jackson, the All-Pro's out. Frank Ragnow is far from 100% with his MCL, left MCL, left high ankle, and he's a big-time player. I get it. The Lions have a good offensive line, Sewell and others, but those are two key guys, and can they run the ball there? And don't sleep on the Brock Wright injury. Look, people say Zach Ertz is in there. That's fine. First of all, Zach Ertz might not play. He's got to learn the playbook. I get it. Steve Hyden, his tight ends coach from Arizona, is at the Lions here. But Zach Ertz is not a replacement for Brock Wright. And I love Zach Ertz. Brock Wright is a blocking tight end that goes out every now and again and really helps the run game. Zach Ertz is not that guy. So they're still going to have to fill that role. And can they run the ball against the 49ers? Who now, Eric Armstead is back, played 60% of snaps last week. He'll get more this week. Hargrave and Kinlaw are back. This is a formidable matchup for the Detroit offensive line, which used to be or typically is their strength. But this week might be a weakness here. And, of course, Sam Laporta still is not 100% on his knee. Khalif Raymond likely still out with the PCL. And so a lot of question marks there. And Dre Greenlaw for the 49ers got two picks. No one's worried about his Achilles anymore.
Yeah, I know you guys have been giving out some great prop bets as well. Is there any props this week that you like more than others?
I'm sorry, any problems with what?
No, I said you've been giving out some great prop bets on
prop bets. You know, I got to say, look, you guys are the experts with what's going on here. I just concentrate on injuries, and, you know, we do have some – side plays at SIC score. If you go to the website there, we'll have some prop plays as things shape up. Like, we got to figure out still, you know, what's going to be Zach Ertz's role or not in prop plays. We have some ideas already, but the prop plays for us come out later from the algorithm. But there definitely are going to be some. Look, in the end, if you look at Kansas City, I like Kansas City a lot. We've liked them the last couple of weeks, but I think the difference with Kansas City this year is also Rashee Rice has emerged as the number one, but he still probably has a bone bruise in that left knee and is not 100%. And Kansas City, the difference between Kansas City this year and years past is they look good now because that if they've had run pass balance the last couple of weeks. But if they can't run the ball, what happened? They haven't been able to chase this year. You know, the days of the San Francisco Super Bowl in Miami, where they were down 10 going into the fourth quarter and won by 10, those days are not there anymore for Kansas City. So I'm not sure what's going to happen if Baltimore gets out ahead, especially if Willie Gay can't, you know, be the spy on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, all right, Doc, thank you so much for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media and your great website.
Yeah, at Pro Football Doc on Twitter, but Sports Center Central's SICScore.com. And, you know, as football season rolls on here and towards the Super Bowl, there's a lot of basketball content, too. In some ways, that's more actionable because of five starters versus 22 starters. Each injury is a cluster injury.
Thank you so much, Doc. And I'll see you out in Vegas, man. Thank you so much, Doc.
All right. Thank you. See you there.
Right. See you, Doc.
Man, his information is so valuable if you're looking to bet into the sports betting market. Raheem, I mean, I know you listen to him all the time. How do you feel about everything that he talked about?
Yeah, he just dropped some gems on us just because, I mean, like, it's easy to look at these games as they are, but when you see the injuries to Ragnow, you see the injuries to Jonah Jackson, it just it makes you second guess everything. So it's great information.
Yeah, it's great info. And then, you know, you can sometimes, you know, you see who's banged up and who's not banged up and how important those players are to the market and to the point spread. And then you watch the screen and you see the screen starting to move a little bit. So you know how impactful some of those injuries really are. Let's talk about some passing props here. You got Lamar Jackson this week at 208.5. You got Mahomes at 241.5. Let me go to Matt Multepas first. Matt, if you had to pick a passing prop here on either quarterback, what would it be, over or under on their passing props?
It's tough because Mahomes might be playing from behind in this game, which means he might be getting some more attempts, because I do like the Ravens in this game. And if that is true, well, then he might actually get over in his yardage. You don't know. I'm still trying to, you know, let it marinate. But, yeah, it's something to keep your eye on. Maybe over in attempts might be a good move as well.
All right, let me go to 8-Ball. You got any opinion on those passing props I just gave up?
Well, I lean over in both of them. I think we're going to get a high-scoring game here. I think Ravens are going to put up a lot of points, obviously, in my opinion. And I think what Matt said is true. I think Chiefs are going to be playing from behind. You're going to see a lot more attempts from Mahomes, so that'll drive his passing yards up as well.
Yeah, and if you look at the TD props, you got Lamar Jackson at 1.5. The over's at plus 140. Mahomes is also at 1.5, but the over's juiced at minus 130. Raheem, you got an opinion on either one?
I think I would go over on Patrick Mahomes. I'm a little scared of Lamar Jackson overs just because we spoke earlier about how the Chiefs' run defense is so poor. And I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to be running the ball so heavily. So I wouldn't go over on Lamar, but I would definitely go over on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning over on Mahomes as well. And I think the less passing yards Lamar has, the better shot the Ravens have of winning this game. As long as they run the ball, they don't take too many deep chances down the field, low percentage passes, and try to, you know, avoid any kind of interceptions or turnovers. If Lamar Jackson doesn't turn the ball over, I think they blow this team out. I laid minus 9.5 plus 200 on the Ravens. That's how much I like this matchup. And if you look at the defenses that Kansas City has played all season, the best defense they played all year were the New England Patriots. And we all know how bad that team is. I mean, they did play Miami, but both times when they played them, they were decimated with injuries. They played Buffalo last week, but like Doc said, Buffalo's deep, you know, they were getting guys off the Home Depot parking lot. So even though their offense might look a little better in the playoffs, how good are they? So, yeah, I kind of like Mahomes over. I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to fall behind and he's going to have to throw the ball. And I think that's where they throw a couple picks. Let's go to the next game. Lions at 49ers. Passing props, Purdy's at 277.5, Goff's at 260.5. Let me go to Matt Maltepe's first. Matt, if you had to pick a prop there, which one would it be?
It's tough. San Fran's a, you know, run-first team. But when I looked at the other side, when I looked at that Goff, right, I mean, he's going up against maybe the best team in opponent yards per completion, one of the best pass defense teams in this league. I mean, it's Baltimore, KC, and San Fran. Those are top three, right? And Detroit, when they verse these teams, I mean, their offense hasn't performed the best. We saw what happened when they played Baltimore, right? They got demolished 38-6. You only put up 6 points on the board. So it's a tough one for me to navigate. He did go under when he versus the Chiefs. So I'm kind of trying to gauge it a little bit. Like I said, I'm letting these props marinate a little bit, but it's something to keep an eye on, that under. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Let me go to April. April, with all the injuries on that Lions offensive line, I know Jared Goff's probably – has the second best numbers of any quarterback in the NFL this season. Do you think that affects his passing yards if he doesn't have enough time to throw the ball? And you think maybe you might lean under in those Goff passing yards at 260.5?
Yeah, definitely. I also think San Fran's going to be run heavy this game. So I think they're going to own the time of possession here, and that limits Goff's, you know, possessions and his ability to throw for a bunch of yards.
All right, so I want everyone watching and listening to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM. You're watching us live on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather, and if you're on YouTube, you can check us out at Jacob Sports, and we're also on Sports Grid TV. We were breaking down some props for championship weekend, but before we continue, I want to go to Jimmy first. Jimmy, what's going on with this Philadelphia Eagles team, with his coaching staff? They had a big meeting. They put this big charade on there. Now, I went on the Dan Celio show Friday, and I think I opened up a can of worms because I'm the first person that broke the news about how Jalen Hurts isolated himself from a lot of the team and how a lot of the players didn't respect Sirianni. And, you know, come Monday, I'm seeing everyone in the Philly media talk about it, write about it. You know, they're interviewing people about it. what's going on with Sirianni? I mean, why'd they bring him back? I mean, the guy, you know, all he's doing is calling timeouts and time management. There was a guy that came on Dan's show that said the analytics department prepares the whole game plan. So what's Sirianni doing?
Listen, what they did to Doug Peterson, he won a Super Bowl. Then he didn't want to be their puppy. They wanted a lapdog to sit there and take hear from Howie and so on, and they got rid of him. So they should get rid of Nick. I mean, there's no reason why he is still coaching in Philadelphia. You were 10-1, and you blow 6 out of your last 7 games.
I mean, they went 1-6 with an 82 negative 82 point differential down the stretch in that time span. And what was really ugly was the way they got blown out against Tampa Bay. They lost by more than 20 points. And I said this before, I challenge everyone to go through every box score in the playoffs. Last time a team that lost by 20 points, the Eagles didn't turn the ball over one time. I don't think that's ever happened. You never lose by 20 points if you don't turn the ball over.
They quit. Listen, the team quit on Sirianni. And it's so obvious in their play. Their demeanor on the sidelines was so effective. Now, what's going on between Jalen and the rest of the team? I don't know if they can rebuild that. I mean, they just paid the guy $255 million. They got a serious problem at hand.
Yeah, and if Kelsey retires, I mean, the center is the second most important person on the field. And if AJ doesn't want to come back, and then how are they going to sign some of those other guys? They don't have the money to sign some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball.
If you're a free agent, do you want to come to Philadelphia?
I don't know. It looks ugly right now. It looks really ugly. And, you know, Harry's the magic man. But I looked at their odds to win the Super Bowl. Let me go to Raheem. Raheem, right now they're like the 12th or 13th favorite to win the Super Bowl. And over, you know, last year they were like top 4, top 5 the whole time. What do you think about this entire mess, man? What's going on?
It's a total mess. Now, I think the one positive thing is that they could bring in Vic Fangio. And I think he's been one of the top defensive coordinators that we've seen in this league over the last 5-10 years. So I think that's a positive. But it really all depends on who they bring at offensive coordinator, because when they were winning, it was because of their coordinator, Shane Steichen, who we see in Indianapolis. He was the genius that made this thing run. So if they can get a nice coordinator in there, I think they'll be okay. But otherwise, I mean, Sirianni just isn't it.
Yeah, and it's his – I mean, he brought those coordinators in. He kept saying it's his offense. It's his – and now for them to keep him as coach, it's an insult, in my opinion, to every Philadelphia Eagles fan that pays money to go to the games every week, that invest their time, that buy jerseys. This Eagles team needs a real coach. And you bring him back a yes man, it just doesn't make any sense. And listen, Jeffrey Lurie, love him or hate him, I mean, I think he's done a pretty good job, you know, since he's been the owner. They've gone to so many championship games. They won the Super Bowl. And I know the fans want, you know, your team to win the Super Bowl every season, but that's hard to do. But they've been competitive. They've gotten close while other franchises have fallen off. So I'm not putting the blame really on Lurie. But Harry Roseman's got to do a better job, because he lost 5 defensive starters last season that he could have gave pennies to bring back, and he let them go. Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, what do you think about the Eagles moving forward next year? You think that they're going to contend for anything?
I think the Eagles are going to be a great team. I think they're a Super Bowl contender again. You have one of the best offensive lines of football. You still have one of the best defensive lines of football. Jalen Hurts is a championship quarterback. He's not Carson Wentz. He's strong mentally. He's going to bounce back. Nick Sirianni is exactly what they want. You know, somebody just to be the face of the franchise, take the blame when you need to take the blame. And I can't argue with their results over the last 3 years with the decisions they've made. They overperformed in his first year, made the playoffs, lost to Tom Brady. Last year, they lost in the Super Bowl. This year was the first year they underperformed, but they had the Super Bowl hangover. They did start off 10-1. I think if you retool the team, it's still a championship team.
It doesn't scare you, though? Do you think Jalen has regressed after getting all that money? I mean, he had one great year, but if you look at all his starts since he became an NFL starter, 65% of his starts have been mediocre. So was that just one great year, or you think he can bounce back, or you think the knee injury this year really affected how he played on the field?
I think it was a combination of things this year, but if we're going to criticize Hurts for the way he played, his stats are, you know, a mirror image of Patrick Mahomes. So if you're going to criticize one guy, you got to criticize the other one. So I think Jalen, he did the best with what he could this year, and I think he'll do better moving forward.
Yeah, but the difference is, listen, hey, Patrick is still in the playoffs and playing at a record level. The Eagles shit the fucking bed. There ain't nothing you can.
You're gonna make him edit it out. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Oh, top five quarterback all time. The other guy's not. There's a difference.
Yeah. And you got Andy Reid. Listen, let's be honest. Mahomes is Andy Reid.
That's why Sirianni should be fired, because he is the leader of this team. The fact that Jalen separated himself from the rest of the team, it's incredible.
I mean, you never know what someone's going through. That's the other thing too. So.
You're a paid professional. You don't. Yeah. That's your job. You show up for work and do your job. I don't care. You're getting $255 million. Perform like it.
And if you watch some of the games when he was getting hit, those players weren't running over to him to pick him up off the field. There was a lot. I don't know what was exactly. Now, you know, I got my ins in, but I don't have the specifics. All I know is there was a lot of infighting in that locker room. A lot of shit was going on. Let me go to Matt Maltemps. Matt Maltemps, how do you feel about the Eagles' future moving on?
So first of all, I'm going to address the Jalen Hurts situation. Jalen Hurts passed the ball more this year than any other year previous. He had 538 attempts this year. I mean, and he was still 65%, right, completion rate. He passed for more yards than ever, and he had more touchdowns than ever. The problem was he threw too many interceptions. But why did he throw those interceptions? Well, when we look at the defensive side, opponent yards per completion, he had to try to overcompensate. So that meant, like, he had to force the ball a little bit more than usual, which resulted in more interceptions because they're 25th in opponent yards per completion this year. Their defense did not perform well. Now with Vic Fangio, it should help. They should progress, and it will help Jalen on the offensive end as well. When it comes to Nick Sirianni, he just went to the Super Bowl last year. He led them to 10-1 start this year. Horrible end. But nonetheless, within a couple of years, how many coaches get to the Super Bowl? Not many within a couple of years of starting their head coaching career, and he's one of them. So a seven-game stretch doesn't define you in your whole tenure. If you take the rest of his tenure, the percentage of him winning for this Eagles franchise is very high. And any other team like Detroit for however many years would have taken that. Now we got spoiled because we're in the Super Bowl last year. So we're expecting Super Bowl again, but that is just not the reality of the situation when it comes to the NFL. There's 32 teams. Usually don't repeat unless you're Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not sold on next year, and the bookmakers aren't either. And they backed their opinion with hundreds of millions of dollars, and they have them as a 12th or 13th favorite to win the Super Bowl. So that's a huge drop-off from this year. Fangio, is he a great defensive coach at times? But then again, no one's been fired more as a defensive coordinator than Fangio.
Who are they going to lose on defense next year?
He wasn't a great head coach. So he's had some success. He's had a lot of failure. But at the end of the day, I think you need the horses. If you ain't got the talent out there in that defensive backfield, you know, your defensive line is going to get tired. The usage rate is going to go through the roof. And they're going to get tired of, you know, all the shit that's happening behind them. But let's forget about the Eagles. Let's give out some picks here. Let me go to 8-Ball first. 8-Ball, obviously Ravens Chiefs. You like a side or a total in this matchup?
I'm with you guys here. I think the Ravens win the whole thing. I think they advance. I think they cover that 3.5 and that 4 this weekend.
Yeah, how about the San Fran and the line? I know you got a big 10% barrel. You bet on this. What'd you bet? San Fran last week before the game, -185 to win the NFC conference?
Yeah, to win the NFC. This is a tougher one. That key number 7 is hovering right there. I do think San Fran covers this, but it's not something I'm going to take.
Let me ask you a question. Why'd you place that wager? Why'd you lay the 85 cents on San Fran before last week's game?
Well, we thought San Fran had a huge edge in that game. And then just looking towards the future, we knew, you know, they'd be a -350, -400 favorite coming into this week. So we thought we had a lot of value there.
Yeah, so if they win the first one, now you're getting this for half price, basically.
Yeah, right? The hedging opportunity if you choose to do so.
Yeah, and then Detroit's got a bunch of injuries on that offensive line. That looks like a great wager right now. Raheem, obviously you like the Ravens here. Who do you like in the Detroit 49ers?
Well, first things first, I got to say, I have Chiefs futures. So I have the Chiefs 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. I also have them +460. So for me, I don't really want to bet against Patrick Mahomes. I'm just going to hedge on the Ravens and just take my guaranteed profit and get out of it. So that's a game that I don't even want to worry about.
When did you place that wager? Right?
I placed it, I think it was week 18 or week 17 before the playoffs, just because I felt like there would only be two teams who that they would be underdogs to, the Ravens and the Bills, and I felt like they could beat the Bills. So yeah. I felt like I got a good price on that. And now I got free money waiting for me. So when it comes to the Lions and the San Francisco 49ers, all the metrics are telling me take San Francisco. But this is one of those weird times where I'm not trusting the metrics. I think this is a game where the spread doesn't matter. I think either San Francisco is going to win this by double digits, or I think the Lions are going to win outright. So I think you could probably take San Francisco with some alternate plays, like, I mean, -16.5, or you could take the Lions outright. I'm probably going to just play some props on this game. I like Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's going to have a big day. I like his props over on the rushing, over on the receiving. I think he's 22.5 receiving yards.
So you think all teasers? I mean, they're gonna get crushed. One team's gonna just blow out the other team, or Detroit's gonna win outright. Let me go to Matt Maltepas. How do you feel about that matchup with Detroit and San Fran this week?
So I have to lean, I talked about earlier, the possibility of Goff not performing well, because when we look at when he played versus the Ravens, got destroyed, only put up 6 points. Chiefs didn't perform the best, but got enough for the win. But it was first game of the year. But this 49ers team, I mean, Detroit, to me, they haven't versed a defense like this other than the Ravens. And the Ravens, we saw what they did.
Smoked them.
Yeah, they smoked them. So I think San Fran comes out of here not just with a win, but, they cover that 7, and they might just get a double-digit win.
Jimmy, who do you like?
I don't know. Of course, we love Baltimore, and I'm monitoring our good friend Dave at BetOnline, and I see Baltimore now to play San Fran in the Super Bowl at one dog 18 now. So somebody's out there listening to our show and betting Baltimore already to win the Super Bowl. So something's moving, but I like San Fran in this game. I mean, how can you not? I just think they're the better all around team, and I'm with you. I like Baltimore also.
Have you talked to Wooster? Who's Wooster like? Have you talked to him?
We're going to give out something if anyone could get us or find us a picture of Wooster. He's like MIA. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's in Costa Rica. I don't know if he's flying out to Vegas for the Super Bowl. But if anyone can find Wooster, please let us know. We'll send you some swag or something, or some tickets to a game. Please, we're really concerned for him.
Yeah. All right. I want everyone listening and watching to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. I love the Ravens this week. Like I said, I bet a money line. I bet an alternate line, -9.5, +200. I laid the early number. I even teased him. You're not supposed to tease through zero. I even teased him. But stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. This is our final segment. We got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Raheem, I want to thank you for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media, I know you're doing a bunch of shows. Everything and anything you want to promote, start firing, bro.
You can find me at I Am Rostradamus on Twitter. I'm on FanDuel TV each and every Sunday with Cousin Sal, Joe House, John Jaskremski. You can find me on Spotify, Ringer Gambling Show. Just trying to do great things. Give out winners and be positive.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure. We met you down there a long time ago. We've been friends ever since. And you give us some great stuff on Twitter, free moves, NBA, NFL, and we follow you. So everyone, make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. But we got a couple minutes left. Raheem, what would you say your favorite prop of the week was?
I like Jahmyr Gibbs. I like the rushing yards over, and I like the receiving yards over. I think it's 22.5. I think the rushing yards like 47. But I like both of them. I think he's going to have a big day. When you look at San Francisco, they are 25th in rushing EPA per play. So I think the Lions run the ball a ton.
All right, let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. You got some rushing props here. Gus Edwards at 41.5. Pacheco, who's a little banged up at 63.5, and a banged up offensive line. Justice Hill at 34.5. Lamar Jackson's at 63.5. Mahomes is at 27.5 rushing yards. If you had to pick one right now, which one would it be?
I would have to go under on Pacheco. I mean, that O-line's hurt, and he's banged up, and it's going to rain. You know, a little combination of things, the elements. Yeah, I'd have to go under there if I had to choose, but I love the Ravens in this spot, on the spread. We look at Mahomes. I think he's going to throw an interception or two. That O-line's banged up, and on top of that, throughout the whole year, the O-line's been pretty solid. He hasn't been sacked, and he's been throwing interceptions. I think he's ranked 25th in interceptions thrown per game for teams. So I think they threw some interceptions because this Baltimore defense is for real.
Yeah, and their pressure rate's one of the best in the NFL. And if you look, like I said, if I mentioned earlier, Mahomes under pressure this year has thrown the second most interceptions on the season. Let me go to 8-ball real quick. We've got about 30 seconds. We also got some rushing props on McCaffrey at 87.5. Montgomery at 43.5, and Jahmyr Gibbs is up. It's up to 48.5. You think McCaffrey goes over or under?
I definitely think he goes over in this one. I think they control the time of possession and just run it down their throats.
All right, there you go there. All right, I want to thank everyone for watching. I want to thank everyone for being on the show this week, everyone for listening on SiriusXM, watching us on Jacob on YouTube, and on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather. We'll be back for the Super Bowl, man. Love you guys, and thank you so much.